It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening. A Friday night of basketball, a high school basketball game between the girls of Afton and Bainbridge Guilford tonight. JV game just got concluded with the JVs of BG actually holding Afton to single digits. 38-9 was the final score. And tonight, for the first time in recent memory, Afton comes in with a real solid chance to upend the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats on their home floor. Afton is, I would call them improved this year for sure. And they have already come up with a couple of wins on the season. In fact, they are 3-1, having defeated Lawrence, Hancock, and Cincinnatus, losing to a very good South Courtright team. So, and they have found a new outside shooter. We'll tell you about that team in a little bit. And Bainbridge-Guilford comes in 0-3. This is their first league game, losing by 1 point in overtime to Shenango Valley and then to a very good Sherburne-Earlville team. And Hamilton team, despite leading in the third quarter, lost that game by 8. So Bainbridge-Guilford wants to get a win tonight. Afton girls want to continue winning tonight against their neighborhood rivals from Bainbridge-Guilford. I'm Greg Davey. I'll be here fourth game of the week. And a nice local rivalry, as we said, our pregame show on WCDO. It's called the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center Tip-Off Show, sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, call Chambers and O'Hara at 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes Coach John Simons and the Afton Crimson Knights, Coach Bob Conway, and the Bainbridge-Guilford Lady Bobcats the best, along with the players and fans, in tonight's ball game. So we will take a look at both teams a little bit more tonight. Stick around. It is live Tri-Town High School Basketball, night 4 of a very full week on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah,
good.
McRib is back nationwide. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
Ooh, no. Very green.
The simple joy of big news. I participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, and just watching the teams play, I'm warm up. I'm seeing Afton with just seven girls, two, four, six, seven. Yep, seven girls. They have an eight-person roster like the boys, and their one missing element is Connor Decker, who is well known for her softball exploits. She elected to have foot surgery. I believe she had surgery at one foot, and then they decided she needed the other foot, so she said, well, I'll shut it down for basketball. Might be ready by sectionals to play before softball starts. Unsure at this time. So Connor's down there on the crutches, and so it's seven girls, a mighty seven at that. They are 3-1 in the early portion of the year. John Simons does not have a team with height, but he is starting to have a team that's got some good guard play and some outside shooting. Let's recap the four games they've had. They started on Friday, November 30th, 2 weeks ago, with a loss to defending Section 4 Class D champ South Courtright in the first round of the Pat Grasso-Lawrence tournament. I go so far back that I had Pat Grasso as a coach at Golden Valley Sports Camp at Basketball Week. But they lost that game 63-35, didn't have any three-pointers, were 7-for-14 from the line, and were led, as usual, by Peyton Cutting, who was returning as a junior, third or fourth-year starter. She had 11 in that game. Bailey Sherman had 9 points. They were down 39-14 at the half and never really did get it going offensively. But to their credit, they snapped back and defeated the host Lawrence Leopards 34-24. Some good defense there. They did get a three-pointer in the books and got to the foul line more than this game than they did in the other three games combined. 19-for-37. Peyton had 13 points and made the all-tournament team. Bailey Sherman had 7. And Tanya Hatton had 6 points in that game, and she had the three-pointer. Lawrence was 9-for-28 from the foul line, so that 10-point margin at the line, exactly the difference in the ball game. Well, then just 6 days later, the Crimson Knights started their MAC season hosting Hancock a week ago, and they won that game 34-31. Had 3 three-pointers, which is more in that one game than they had all of last season, I believe, if memory serves me right, or very close. And while they were only 9-for-17 from the foul line, Peyton Cutting had her typical high game of 16, but Shakari Koss had 15, including those 3 three-pointers. And that's a pivotal move because Shakari is now, she repeated that effort in the next game, a win over Cincinnati on Monday. That game they scored the most points they've had this year, 46-24. They had 4 three-pointers, 3 by Koss, and 17 points for Peyton Cutting. So she's continuing to get high score. They were only 2-for-3 from the line, but the defense held Cincinnati to single digits in each quarter. That's one of those things that some coaches set as a goal, hold the opposing team to single digits as each quarter goes through, and if you can score anywhere halfway decent, you're going to win that game. Pretty much a common sense thing. So Afton 3-1, their best start in several years. Remember, it was only 2003 or 4 that they went to the state quarterfinals as Section 4 champ. That was the year that they were led primarily by Renee Kemmer on the outside and John Simons' daughter Crystal Simons on the inside, and those two were a very potent combination, and they got to the state semifinals in that year. So they have the capabilities, and John Simons is obviously a pretty good coach, needs the talent, and looks like he's getting some of that as we go into this year. For the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcat girls, well, it's anything but a typical year for Coach Bob Conway's club. First of all, one of his returning starters and better players, Alyssa Rivera, is out for the foreseeable future. She has contracted mononucleosis. So that is, now my son got it at Ithaca this year as a member of the rowing team, and he was only out about 4 to 5 weeks before he was able to come back. They are telling Alyssa that it's going to be a lot longer than that, more like 8 weeks, And, of course, when you return from something like that, your stamina is shot. Your basketball senses, as good as they might be, are going to be not as sharp as they should be. So it's hard to tell whether she'll be back at all. She's not actually listed on the roster, so I had to ask Bob Conaway about that before the game started. So anyway, back to the team. They lost on Saturday, December 1st, to Shenango Valley, a stacked team, by only one, 34-33 in overtime. Did not score a three-pointer, were 9 for 18 from the line. They were led by Morgan Bullis, a returning top player, with 12 points. Taylor Palmateer had 5, and 4 players had 4 each. Then they went into a buzzsaw known as the Sherburne Earlville Lady Marauders. It was their tournament a week ago, and they won it handily both nights, but against Bainbridge Guilford, 67-26. Bainbridge Guilford shot an unbelievably poor night between the defense of Sherburne Earlville and just the lack of being able to make a basket for Bainbridge Guilford. Kind of an ironic twist here. Abby Smith had 7 points. She had 2 3-pointers, and they came late in the game. She was 2 for 2 from the 3-point area. The rest of the team shooting was something like 5 for 39. And so it was an ironic twist that Abby was cranking 2 3-pointers late in the game. Now, Morgan Bullis had 6 points, and the best news in that game was that they were down by only 3 to Sherburne after the first quarter, and that was 14-11. They had a chance to get third place in that tournament last Saturday, but they played Hamilton, and despite leading 11-8 at the end of the first quarter, they were tied 16-all at the half. They had a lead into the late portion of the third quarter, and then the ball just stopped falling through the hoop, and they lost 36-28. No three-pointers in that game, 6 for 11 from the foul line. Now, let's remember that Bainbridge Guilford last year graduated Shania Vandermark, who was playing at SUNY Delhi until she, I believe, broke her foot or sprained her ankle. Randy Conway, Bob's niece, is down at Broome Community College. She is playing guard down there. And Corinne Regal, who I think graduated 2 years ago, she is also playing college basketball. So he's got some alumni still playing in the college ranks, and they lost a lot of talent there. They will be led tonight. Well, who knows who they're going to be led by, because they've had different high scorers all the time. But suffice it to say, Morgan Bullis and Abby Smith would be the two that I would think leading the way. They do have a large roster, and I'm trying to see around the fans here. There is a, I'm not sure if she's been playing yet, but Betsy Holden is a 6'1 junior. She got brought up last year early in the season for the rebounding and the inside presence. I've not seen her name in the scoring column, so I'm not sure if she's playing or not. She's out there warming up, but she's in a full warm-up, and the rest of the team is either in sweats. Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to see once the game starts. I got a couple of big bruisers in front of me, and I just can't push them down the stairs. I wouldn't feel right. One of them's the undersheriff of Shenango County, so you kind of want to shy away from that. We're about 4 minutes away. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, it will be the announcement of tonight's starting lineups, and then, of course, it will be game time between the Afton Lady Knights and the Bainbridge Lady Bobcats, a Mid-State Athletic Conference ball game here on a Friday night at Bainbridge Guilford, and it will be broadcast both on FM 101 AM 1490 and on WCDOsports.com, streaming audio all the time for live high school sports. So, and then archives right after that. We've got a discussion board. We've got lots. It's very interactive, and Joe Gardner set that all up, and I'm going to play a little bit too. I've done a blog, and I'm going to continue trying to do blogs anyway. That's one of those journal entries that I'm going to have to discipline myself on. But it's all coming up. The 2012-2013 season, still very new, but still very fresh, and seeing teams for the first time is always exciting. So stick around. We'll be right back live on WCDL.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido, our people make energy different.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
The more we know you and your financial goals, the more easily we can help you achieve them. Talk to us. Come on in and find out why so many of your neighbors use us for all their financial needs. Come by and see how easy it is to become an owner of your own financial institution. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, and as I see the seven players on the Afton team, I can't help but think of last night when Afton boys had eight and lost James Westfall early in the second quarter to I can't call it a concussion. I don't think it was called that at the time. He had to be evaluated, and then later on, Kyle Hinman, after taking a shot, I think got a forearm and lost his balance and fell, and he had to stay out of the game the rest of the time. So both of those young men have to be evaluated. I don't know what the result of that was, but they're, Afton boys are supposed to be down in Pennsylvania playing in the Mountain View Challenge, and it's a two-day tournament. And the thing about that is that the I asked Dickie Winans after the game, coach of Afton boys, what are you going to do if these guys can't play? Because, well, we have no choice. We've got to bring up some JV kids. And they didn't have a whole lot on the JV team with Coach Trevor Beams there to give for support. But maybe they balanced it out and figured a way. And maybe those young men were able to play, and maybe they were cleared. All right, where are we going to? Let's see. It looks like the kids are coming out on the court. I don't know if they're going to be doing. I don't see anybody with a microphone. There we go. Let's see if Izzy does all the Section 4. Yeah, he gets into this. He gets into this. Used to be the varsity coach at Bainbridge Guilford. And he was a player. So, yeah, they're giving the Section 4 sportsmanship rules. Let's see. Just offhand, who's playing tonight? I know Sydney was playing in the Penny Saver tournament over in Norwich. And a lot of teams were playing tonight for the first time. The Sydney boys are playing over in Green. And let's see. Harpersville plays, the Harpersville girls host Deposit. And I think the Unitigo girls are hosting somebody tonight, too. Hang on. Oh, they are, yeah, they are going to do a moment of silence for the folks, the kids, the teachers that were slain in Newtown, Connecticut, that school. And we will do the same. Terrible, terrible tragedy. All right, they're going to do the anthem now, so we'll step away one last time. When we come back, it'll be live. Tri-Town High School Basketball, BG and Afton Girls, on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Here we go. I'm going to introduce the starting lineup. The Lady Knights are in their visiting red. Bailey Sherman is a sophomore. We have no heights for these girls. Junior and leading scorer Peyton Cutting. Kate or Katarina Worth is 13 and a junior. Well, if you mispronounce it, it's Shikari Koss. She's a freshman. She's the three-point shooting threat. And Tanya Hatton, a sophomore, number 20. So, obviously, with no seniors on this team, Afton can only go up from here with returning the same players, so that'll be good. And as I said, in their crimson red with white Afton and white numbers, white trim. And a lot of them have black socks. Definitely not a fashion statement. All right, Bobcats in their familiar white with Bobcats in blue. And let's see. Abby Smith, the 5'3 junior, one of their leading scorers so far. Their leading scorer is a 5'9 sophomore, number 14, Morgan Bullis. Kate Vandermark, Shania's younger sister, a senior, 5'5. Sophomore Megan Ferreira, number 23. And Tori Reifenberg, a 5'10 senior. And I got to say, as kind of dramatic as Izzy Lorimer makes it, it's enjoyable. Some people overdo it. I think he puts just the right touch in. He's the kind of guy you want to announce your funeral or something because he just makes it sound exciting. Very good, Israel. All right, we've got, one male, one female official in their black and white striped shirts. We've got 4 8-minute quarters coming up. We'll have a Morabito halftime report, and I inadvertently left the list I was going to read tonight at home, which is the Section 4 football all-stars, and there's no way I'm going to try to do it from memory because I would leave somebody out. But kids from local schools that we covered this year, certainly well-represented. And the Section 4 All-Stars. And they don't do it by position anymore. They do it by player name. There used to be first-team quarterback, first-team running back, fullback, et cetera. They don't do that. They just name names. And it was a nice cross-section of kids. Here we go. We are ready to go. And it was a very short jump up that BG goes right to the hole within a moment's notice. And the basket scored by Caitlin Vandermark. And that score was about 3 seconds of time. Shot from the outside, put up and missed by Koss. That's Shikari Koss, the freshman. And like their boy counterparts, the girls of Bainbridge go for it, get the ball up the floor so darn quick. Ball had on the missed shot, and the rebound was knocked away. So the inbound will be Abby Smith. She lofts it right in there to number 14, Morgan Bullis. Bainbridge Gopher feeling comfortable in the early going with two quick baskets, one on a fast break, one on an inbounds play. So Koss up the right side, knocked away, but with contact. Abby Smith commits the foul. Just underway with a 4-0 Bainbridge Guilford lead. Athan going to my right where the Bainbridge Guilford bench is, so that'll obviously switch at halftime. Used to be the other way around. I don't know if anybody remembers it. Used to be you started on your home side and then you went to the other side. Traveling violation against Afton. Still trying to get the feelers out there. Let's see what kind of defense Afton is going to play. They didn't get a chance to get into it before because of the fast break. So it will be Abby Smith bringing the ball up the floor. She had a couple of good games last year. I think won some awards with us. A long pass up ahead for Vandermark. It went off her hands, but they'll say Afton touched it last. And obviously a lot quieter in this gym tonight than it was last night. The inbounds pass comes to Bullis. Now they work it around to Smith. Stops. It gets in front of the defense. Hits the lefty jumper. And just like that, it is 6-0. Shot missed inside by Tanya Hatton. And a quick rebound, and up the floor comes Bullis, passing over to Abby Smith. She misses the shot this time. Into the corner. Good hustle by Kay Vandermark, but her foot was on the sideline, and that's going to bring it back to Afton. And we see what Bainbridge Guilford is doing right away. They're going to put some pressure defense on the Crimson Knights, and that's Kate Worth bringing the ball up the floor. Still not over the half-court line yet, so she gets some help from Costa. Give and go right back to her. Lofts the pass over to Bailey Sherman. Puts it up from 15 feet out. Missed it wide. Good rebound there by Koss to the right side. Back up. Koss for three. It's going to go fall way short, and it wasn't even saved, but Morgan Bullis just caught it on the bounce. And there's a foul for Afton, the first one of the night. Shikari Koss with a foul to her first. So Bainbridge Guilford up 6-0. After starting the season 0-3, Bob Conway with a lot of concern about his team as far as getting to grow and getting to get things happening the way he needs them to and they need them to. Nice move around and a scoop to the hoops, so to speak, by Bullis. She is fouled by Tanya Hatton. So it's 5:47 to go and Hatton's first foul. First shot put up and missed by Bullis. Either team, really great shooting from the free throw line, and that one misses as well. Good rebound. Coming up the court is Peyton Cutting, the spin move, and it's going to go. Cutting's first basket of the night. Nice penetration there down the middle of the lane with a spin move to boot. And the ball kept on the outside now. Oh, there's a chance for a steal. Koss could not get to it. Out-hustled by Smith. Smith will stop and pop, and from behind, it'll be Koss with her second foul trying to block the shot. So the clock stops with 5:15 to go. And because of the two fouls, we'll get our first substitution. Alex Alford will be set to come in. Smith, left-handed shooter, makes the first. Smith, a junior, was on the varsity last year, and as I said before, won a couple of awards, I believe, with our sponsors. Second shot also good. 8-2. Oh, traveling violation by Alford. They're having some difficulty negotiating the floor with the press being put on by Bainbridge Guilford. And sometimes if you're not blessed with a great offense, the best way to combat that is have a good defense. You don't have to be the best shooter, but fundamental defense is where you can save your soul. And here is a nice steal by Peyton Cutting. Basically took it right out of the hand of her opponent, but then a pass that never got anywhere, got deflected, and a steal back by BG. Bullis lobs the pass over to the left for Smith. Smith guarded closely there by Wirth. Shot put up by Smith, short. And it's off the hands of Tanya Hatton. So Betsy Holden will check in, replacing Tori Reifenberg. So from 5'10 senior to 6'1 junior. Smith again gets in front of the defense. The left baseline shot misses, and the putback by Holden's no good. Smith and Bullis battling for the ball. They decide, one of them decides to let go at the right time because Bullis has the basketball. 4:17 to go. 8-2 is the score. And there's a steal by Alford. Or no, it's 33. Where's 33 coming from? Yeah, I got to find out.
Okay.
I guess we have somebody who started the season late and it never made. During the break, I'm going to have to get all the correct spelling and everything. So we play on anyway, just because I don't have all the names. Oh, I don't like that when that happens. Football is usually notorious for it. Basketball, usually we're pretty good. 3:55 to go. 8-2, Bainbridge-Guilford leads. And a shot from underneath by Vandermark. Imagine shooting behind the backboard and still getting fouled for a two-shot foul. I've never seen that before. And the foul will go on Bailey Sherman. That's her first. And Vandermark shoots and misses. BG's had five, and now this will be the sixth attempt from the foul line in the first four-plus minutes of play. Second shot is also no good. And the ball is batted out, and Bullis grabs it in a sea of red and pulls away and goes back to start the offense. Bullis to number 33, Taylor Palmateer in the ball game. 15 on the shot clock. Bullis driving in, almost got it stolen. Shot Vandermark on the baseline. Air ball and a push from behind by Holden. That'll be her first foul. All right. So a long pass to try to get over the defense is intercepted on Afton's part. So Bainbridge-Guilford has the ball and will inbound it near half court. Or now it's more toward the top of the key. Well, instead of dribbling and short passes, they tried a half court pass. That didn't work either. 3:22 to go. BG just playing catch on the outside. Bullis to the left side for Palmateer. Back out to Bullis. 12 on the shot clock. Man-to-man by Afton. Here comes Bullis driving through a double team. Tries to Guilford and Peyton cutting with a steal and then foul from behind as she tries to break away down the floor. That'll be Bullis on the foul. Her first. And Vandermark checks out of the ball game, replaced by Megan Ferreira, I believe, is back in the ball game now. It's 33, Taylor Palmateer in there. Abby Smith, both on the defense up top. Betsy Holden, Morgan Bullis, and Taylor Palmateer. I think we got it. And they loft the pass inside. It goes into the wrong hands as far as Afton goes. It's Abby Smith, and the runner, when she tries to go coast-to-coast, misses. Holden leans back to try to put the ball back up and is called for travel. So the score has stayed 8-2, 2:35 to go. Again, trying to pass their way over the defense, stolen by Smith, into Bullis, off the glass, no good, and she's fouled. And this is already going to be the seventh foul, I believe, on Afton. The second one on Sherman, make it the sixth foul, sixth team foul. So the next one will be 1-1. Meanwhile, Morgan Bullis, who missed her first two tries, makes the first one of two here. Second one is no good. Not a lot of arc to be had. Holden has a putback. And a lot of that just had to do with being much taller. Here comes a pass that's going to beat the press. But the shot by Rogalski missed. Boy, number 33 had a golden opportunity there. But on the rebound, a foul on Morgan Bullis. So now she's got two. And quickly, Bob Conway summons Caitlin Vandermark to get off the bench and into the game, replacing Morgan Bullis. So this changed the dynamics of BG a little bit. Bounce pass into Cutting, and she goes for the shot and is fouled. Peyton will go to the line. Never really got the shot into the air. And the foul will go on Abby Smith, and that is her second. So both teams experiencing some foul trouble. The difference, of course, is BG's got a lot more kids on the bench. Shot by Cutting is no good. She also not shooting with a lot of arc. She's got the one basket for Afton so far. Here comes Alex Alford back in the game. Replacing Kate Worth. Second shot for Cutting, 11-2 with 2:17 to go. BG on top. Cutting makes the shot. That's her third point. It is 11-3. JV's for Afton scored 3 points through the first three quarters and then actually got three baskets to drop in the fourth quarter to make it 38-9 final. Abby Smith, her back to the basket near the Bobcat in the circle. Good defense by Rogalski. Holding in the corner, back outside on the far side, that is. Now Abby Smith from just above the foul line. Two-pointer for Smith. And she's got a game-high 6 points, 13-3. Largest lead for BG. A semi-fast break for Afton, but the pass went right into the hands of Vandermark. Frustrating start for the Afton Crimson Knights. High post is Vandermark. Kicks it over to Paul Mateer, who fakes. Passes back to Smith with the left hand. Bounce pass into Holden, who kicks it right out to Ferreira. No good. Rebound by Bailey Sherman. And here comes Afton with a minute 18 to go. They need a couple of nice runs inside. And from behind, Caitlin Vandermark called for the push. I've got her down as one foul. And now Taylor Lamont, a 5'6 junior, comes into the game replacing Vandermark, and it was her first foul. Both teams with six team fouls early in this ballgame. Bounce pass to Sherman back outside, put up and off the back of the rim by Alford. And a double team does not net a steal for Afton on defense. Abby Smith up the floor to a wide open Lamont, who passes to Ferreira from the left baseline. Megan Ferreira's first basket. And a travel on Bailey Sherman, who's frustrated and throws the ball back, not toward the official, but toward the mats below the BG basket. And the official, I think, did the right thing. Just she knows that the Afton team is frustrated right now and gave her a warning. Correct call, in my opinion. 15-3, though. Bainbridge Guilford up by 12. And goodness gracious, nearly a travel there by Taylor Palmateer. Pass across the key, swatted away by Worth. No, I said Worth had come down off to the bench. It was actually Tanya Hatton, my bad. 40 seconds to go. Both teams in the bonus. 31 seconds to go. Smith in between a double team. Nice soft 10-footer. Left side, Smith with eight. 21 seconds to go. Bounce pass to the foul line. The shot is up and good by Bailey Sherman. So Afton scores only their second field goal. 10 seconds to go. Whoa, Smith. Oh, what looked like a carry. And there's a steal anyway for Afton, who just threw it. Now, Abby Smith from half court, that won't count. But 17-5, so a team that's been struggling mightily on offense tallies 17 points in the first quarter. BG leading Afton 17-5 after one quarter. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Girls Basketball on WCDL.
Jess F. House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jess F. House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Greg Davey back at the top of the gym for the second quarter of action between the host Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats and the Lady Knights of Apton. And as I alluded to in the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, Bainbridge Guilford has not had a go-to person, per se, offensively. Tonight, it was Abby Smith in the first quarter with 8 points. And they will start the quarter with the basketball and the 12-point lead. A long pass, probably not the right thing to do. It got knocked out of bounds. It'll salvage a possession. Or will it go the other way? No, it will be BG's ball. Everybody's setting up for a play, but there was nobody to take it out. Smith's got to come all the way from top of the key to get that. Lamont back to Smith. Smith circling around from the right side to the left side. Goes Holden, who seals off the defense. Nice positioning, but missed the shot. Now saving it in the corner is Cassie Rogalski. My bad. That's the player that was not named in the roster. So nice hustle on that regard. It's hard to do that in front of the BG bench. Cutting comes underneath the hoop, doesn't shoot it, passes it off instead to Kate Worth. They swing it around to the left side. Ooh, a bullet pass inside to Cutting. She can't get it to go. Had a good attempt at it, though, and gets two shots. BG foul will be on Megan Ferreira. And as I said in the first quarter, a lot of fouls on both sides. This is the two-shot foul for Cutting, who misses short on the first one. She's got three of the five Afton points, averaging in double figures again this year. But that is awful early to have any team in the bonus. Second shot is good. So, 17-6. BG has Palmateer, Smith, Holden, Ferreira, and Lamont in the ballgame. There's the steal by Rogalski up ahead to Bailey Sherman, who could not save the ball but tapped it away into Cutting's hands. Nice presence of mind there. Cutting to a wide open Rogalski. Her shot is short, or check that, Worth took the shot. Rebounded by Sherman as it came way out. And Sherman fakes, shoots, and is called for the travel. Oh, agonizing from a coach's standpoint to continue to get opportunities and have the girls hustle to get the loose basketball and still come away empty. So the Bobcats are going to spread their offense out a little bit as Afton's playing more of a swarming type of defense. It's mostly man-to-man, but Worth is extremely busy. Shot from outside by Palmateer, misses short. And the rebound, dangerous spot. It was stolen away by Katie Barber, who's in the ballgame for the first time. So another possession for the Bobcats. That's when you save the ball near the other team's basket. It is dangerous. Cutting with a rebound. And she was hounded on both sides by Ferreira and the new player, Katie Barber, a 5'7 sophomore. But it's still Afton's ball. So 6:05 to go. And I have been told via text from my daughter that at least one, maybe two representatives from ABC Center for Performing Arts who are having a rehearsal right now in the BG Auditorium, will join me for halftime. That'll be great. All right, shot put up and missed by Alford. Hit nothing. Caught on the other side by Ferreira to Abby Smith. Down wide open in the corners, Lamont doesn't want to take it. Goes to Smith. She passes over to Palmateer, and from just inside the line, Taylor Palmateer makes her first shot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players have scored so far for Bainbridge Guilford. And up the floor comes Kate Worth, who is fouled on the floor. There's no shot. And looks like Abby Smith picks up her third foul. So right away, in comes number 14, Morgan Bullis, who had sat down with two fouls. Shot is up by Worth, and it's good from the foul line. Apton 3 for 5 from the free throw line. Trailing by 12, 5:22 to go in the second quarter. Second shot in the quiet gym is good. Nice touch. And a short timeout asked for by Coach John Simons. 5:22 left, as we said, in the second quarter. 19-8, BG on top of Afton. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, it pays to know the right people. During that short break, I was able to find out. I had the last name correctly. I just didn't have the first name. It's Ashley Rogalski, who was in the ball game. Now, apparently she had come out for the team a little bit later than the start of the season. So, with that in mind, she did not make the original roster, and a lot of these athletic directors exchange their rosters at the very beginning of the year, so changes do happen. All right, 5:14, 19-8, BG possession-wise, taking it right down to the 15-second mark, and then a travel violation against Megan Ferreira. And the clock shows 5:05. And they pass it around for Afton. They really haven't had long possessions. Shot from three-point range. It's up, and it is good by Katarina Worth. She's had three good shots in the last 30 seconds, two of them free throws, and now a three-pointer makes it 19-11. Now, that's what I said. A three-pointer certainly can change the complexion of a game, and that has the potential to do just that. Bullis lost her dribble. Without Abby Smith in there, Bullis has to take it over. Oh, and a travel that gotten away by Palmateer. At least that's what I thought. From the three-point range, missed by Ferreira. The ball battled around and thrown up by number 35, Katie Barber. And it looks like a foul. It has been earned. And that foul will go on Alex Alford, the freshman. 17 fouls on Afton. They had cut down their fouls quite a bit the last 4 or 5 minutes. First shot is short. Katie Barber trying to become the seventh player on this team to score. Taylor Lamont comes off the floor. Second shot is also no good for Barber. So poor free throw shooting by BG, and a couple of streaks for Afton have kept them in this game. And there's a shot that is way short by Rogalski. In transition comes Bullish. Comes right up the middle of the floor, guarded by Bailey Sherman. To the left side for number 20, Alexis Page, in there for the first time. Shot clock down to 15. Barber with her back to the basket. Now with 9 on the clock. It is hoisted up from the left side. A two-pointer by Tyler Palmateer. With a shot clock at about 5. Oh, bad pass. That's going to get the ball out of bounds. an unforced error on Afton, and that's going to be BG's ball with 3:32 to go in the second quarter, 21-11. Pass comes in to Bullis. Bullis goes right to the hoop and is called for the travel. If it wasn't going to be a travel, it would have been an offensive foul. She banged right into Peyton Cutting. So, more pressure defense by the Bobcats. Nice pass up ahead to a open Rogalski, who draws a foul. Now let's see if it's on the shot or whether it's on the floor. No, it will be. Well, it's 1-1. So even though it was on the floor, technically it's going to be a 1-1 shooting situation. Well, here comes Hatton back in the ballgame, replacing Alford. And Megan Ferreira has committed her second foul. 1-1. And missed by Rogalski. Jump ball. Well, it's the first time we've seen that. And because BG took possession at the beginning of the second quarter, it's got to be Afton's ball. So Worth will inbound. The defense does not take her. They sag it in a little bit. There's Cutting from the elbow. Oh, it's in and out. Rebounded, though, by Sherman. And she's fouled from behind, and Bailey Sherman will get a 1-1. Or no, she'll get two because that's the 10th team foul on Bainbridge Guilford. So clock down to 3:15. Rapido Energy Products halftime coming up, and we will actually have an interview to be conducted. Betsy Holden checks back in for Bainbridge Guilford, replacing Katie Barber. And the shot is no good. So Sherman missed them both. 21-11. BG has led the entire way. Got out to a 6-0 lead. Ferreira draws the double team on the left side, but puts the brakes on with skidding feet. And that's going to turn it back over to the Crimson Knights. And even 3 minutes to go in the half. Down the floor with a pass. Peyton Cutting fouled from the hip of Betsy Holden, trying to keep Cutting from driving around her. Holden now joins the two-foul club, and that'll put Peyton Cutting at the line with 4 points in the game. Worth leads Afton with 5 points, including the game's only three-pointer. Shot is good. So now Cutting joins Worth with five. We'll get a sub on the BG side if Peyton makes this shot. It's up and good, so there will be a sub indeed. Scored out 21-13. Holden comes out, replaced in the lineup by starter Tori Reifenberg, the 5'10 senior. And up the floor comes Morgan Bullis to the right, crossing over to the left to Ferreira. Ferreira at the elbow, left side. Back out to Alexis Page. Palmateer, one dribble, done. Gives it off to Page. Oh, nearly a steal by Rogalski. Ferreira, bounce pass. Now they go inside. And the turnaround by Palmateer, it's stolen away by Hatton, and a possession arrow. That'll be Bainbridge Guilford's ball. And the inbounds play. Goes to Bullis, right back to Palmateer, is open on the left side. Very good play by Bainbridge Guilford, finishing with an inbound and a basket by Taylor Palmateer, who's got 6 points. Well, I see a violation, a hand up. It's going to be a travel on Afton. Bobcats back to the ball on our left side. Approaching the two-minute mark, Ferreira to Page. Nice motion offense. Oh, Reifenberg has the way to the hoop, and Peyton Cutting swats the ball cleanly on the block. But she did it so cleanly and so emphatically that the ball went out of bounds. Had she blocked it subtly, it would have bounced right at her feet. But she saw the opportunity to block the shot nonetheless. 23-13, Bobcats by 10. Taylor Lamont holding the ball, goes underneath to Reifenberg. The shot clock had just expired. That's what that buzzer was. So with a minute 43 to go, it's Afton's ball. Afton has gotten it to 8 a couple of times. BG's always had an answer to get it back up to 10. Oh, a poor bounce pass by Rogalski, but Cutting's going to dive in and try to keep it alive. Possession arrow, 50-50, means it's going to go Afton way. With a minute 33 to go. Well, this second quarter has been a lot of whistles. In the corner, wide open, shot missed, airballed by Rogalski and out of bounds, but Reifenberg touched it last for BG, so it's Afton's ball again. So now Rogalski will be the one to take out the ball, and it comes into the corner for Peyton Cutting. Cutting to Rogalski again with hitting nothing, caught by Morgan Bullis. She'll get the rebound and bring the ball up. Over to Palmateer. A ball fake, shot, right side, she scores. Palmateer is smoking hot right now with 8 points all in this quarter. 25-13, 12-point lead. Bounce pass inside from behind. Hatton is fouled by Lamont. So six players have scored for Bainbridge-Guilford, and six players have committed fouls for Bainbridge-Guilford. Two shots for Tanya Hatton, who has not scored, but has now with 1 point. Bob Conway keeps the subs going. That's one thing John Simons just does not have to make constant subs. Hatton's second shot is no good. Battle for the ball with Cutting and Bullis. That'll be possession arrow in favor of BG. 101 to go. BG by 11, 25-14. Bullis stops her dribble just past half court to Barber, who was the sub back in the game. Ferreira still dribbling. Bailey Sherman guarding Bullis. Nice ball fake. Goes to back outside to Lamont. Lamont, without a dribble, passes over to Ferreira. Five on the shot clock. Ferreira puts it up and scores. Megan Ferreira beats the buzzer this time and makes the shot with four on the shot clock, 27-14. That's tied for the largest lead for the Bobcats. 21 seconds to go. So top of the key for Afton. Now 11 seconds to go. The bounce pass comes into Sherman, and Sherman is fouled as she takes a bounce toward the basket. And that foul goes on Katie Barber, who now also has two fouls. Number 10 is Bailey Sherman. She was 0 for 2 her last time. This one is up and good. Oh, another sub on the forward line. That's Tori Reifenberg. She has no fouls, according to my book. Sherman's second shot is good. So she missed two and she makes two. She's got 4 points, 27-16. 9 seconds to go. Afton trying to hold BG without a shot. Bullis will be fouled in the open court by Bailey Sherman, and that's her third. So it's a 1-1 for Morgan Bullis, who had 3 points in the first quarter but has not scored in the second quarter. Sherman will sit down in favor of teammate Alex Alford. Shot no good. So the 1-1, no good. 3 seconds to go. Peyton Cutting down at half court. Throws up a three-point bomb. Missed it. 27-16. Bainbridge-Guilford's led from start to the half. And they'll have 16 minutes to prove that they can continue on. But in that quarter, they were outscored slightly, 11-10 by Afton. So it's still a game, just a hot streak away from being a much closer game. So we're going to take a break, come back for the Morabito Energy Products halftime report from Bainbridge-Guilford. Again, the score, BG 27, Afton 16. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
We're back at Bainbridge Guilford with a halftime score, 27-16. Our Morabito Energy Products halftime report brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. How convenient. Delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service, celebrating 85 years of doing just that. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. And in my long broadcasting career, I always wondered what would happen with family being involved. And one thing was my son played in a Little League tournament, and the second pitch that happened, he got hit by the pitcher, and my first instinct was as a father to go, oh, and then I said, well, he got hit, and he's on his way to first. Now I get to interview my lovely daughter, senior at Sydney, Bryn Davey, and she has been busy since 4 o'clock rehearsing here at the BG Auditorium because of tomorrow's big spectacle of holiday fun, and why don't you tell us all about it? That means you got to tell us all about it.
Tomorrow is ABC Center for Performing our 22nd annual holiday benefit show here at BG High School Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike our summer recital, the only charge at the door tomorrow is a canned good or multiple canned goods that will benefit the Bainbridge Soup Kitchen and the Sydney Food Bank. So we really like to put on a show, and some of our pieces are actually choreographed by the students themselves.
Okay, and being a dance dad and sticking around after the performance, I've noticed how much food is donated. The boxes, the jars of peanut butter, an occasional broken glass, if I remember right, the last couple of years. But, I mean, boxes and boxes and bags full. And, yes, the auditorium gets full. But I think a lot of people give more than just a jar of peanut butter. A lot of them come in with boxes, right?
Yes, they do. And it's awesome to have to load multiple boxes, just endless boxes, into the trucks. And seeing a couple trucks loaded and ready to help people in need is amazing. And I've this is my eighth year doing this Christmas show, my final year, so it means a lot if everyone would come out and support us.
I think that that's one of these events. I mean, last Friday you were dancing on Main Street, Sydney, in the Jolly Holidays Parade with the Radio Sydney Rockettes, won first prize, according to the judges. This isn't something that's being judged. This isn't something that's being scrutinized. Everybody's going to be entertained. It's a lot of Christmas and a lot of dancing, but there's also solo performers.
Along with that is the Bainbridge Guilford foreign exchange student performance. She has been dancing with us and really want to showcase her own talents from back home. And we have an Irish step dancer from Bainbridge Guilford.
McPhee, right? Emma McPhee?
Yes. Yep. And watching their performances, it's amazing to see what they bring to the table. And they don't take a lot of normal classes. They have their own set of classes that they take outside. And it's just cool to see all these different genres of dance come together.
And there's going to be singing and instrumentalists and other things.
Vocal and instrumental, everything you can imagine.
Okay.
From age three, maybe, to adults.
Now, this is the first year you've had rehearsal, actually, right?
Yeah.
At the auditorium. How'd that go?
It's always kind of crazy. There's so many little kids around, but it was nice to actually be able to practice on the stage because we're used to the Sydney stage, so it was helpful.
Okay. And that's, again, start time is? Start time?
2 o'clock.
And it might behoove people to get there a little earlier than 2 o'clock?
Yes, there always is a line.
Okay. Well, it's a great opportunity for the young men and women of the area, not just Sydney, but Bainbridge, Unadilla, Walton, all around to pretty much demonstrate their talents more than just at a, like you said, a formal recital. And with the food collected, it's a chance to give back to the community and help others in need. And maybe some of them are actually want those that need help as well. And dancing is a great way to lend the talent toward that endeavor, right?
You said that best.
All right. So thank you, Bryn.
Thank you, Father. Talk to you later.
Kind of strange, isn't it? Yes, here's some money for food. All right.
Haven't been on the radio since fourth grade, I think.
It's been a while. It's been on. You're headed where? To Sydney, right? For another food project.
Yearbook events.
Yearbook events at Sydney, the Reflector. Okay. You guys also did some donating of food up there today, right?
Yes, this week.
So that endeavor never stops, no matter who the organization is.
Especially with Hurricane Sandy and everything.
Yep, Superstorm Sandy. So, all right, well, get Bryn, thanks very much, and get a little bit of rest and have a break a leg tomorrow.
Adios.
All right. Okay, well, that's my daughter, Bryn, and I'm proud to say that she is a senior at Sydney, and hopefully tomorrow we also have very good news coming our way, but I don't want to say anything and jinx it. So here's the scoring recap for the first half, and it's a lot of free throws, 26 to be exact. In fact, Afton has scored more from the free throw line than they have from the field. They've got 7 points from the field and 8 points from the foul line with their 16 points. 9-7. So Bailey Sherman has 4 points. Peyton Cutting has 6. Kate Worth has 5 in the only three-pointer of the game. Tanya Hatton has 1. And Ashley Rogalski, now that she's in the scorebook, has 0-for-1 from the foul line. 9-for-15 free throw shooting. 2 two-pointers and 1 three-pointer for Afton. For Bainbridge Guilford, Abby Smith had 8 points in the first quarter. Taylor Palmateer had 8 points in the second quarter. Other than that, it's Morgan Bullis with 3, Caitlin Vandermark with 2, Megan Ferreira with 4, and Betsy Holden with 2. And again, a lot of free throws. You need money? Okay. Let's see, as I dig into my pocket. And these girls are 3-for-11 from the foul line and have no three-pointers, but they do have an 11-point lead. There you go. All right, see ya. All right, that's live radio, folks. 1:35 to go. We'll take a break. When we come back, second half action, Bainbridge, Guilford, and Afton in a MAC girls ball game live on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, I want to thank my halftime guest, Miss Bryn Davey, for her rousing review of what's going to go on tomorrow. And there's another, of course, another big benefit going on Sunday for the family of Greg Eggleston. We'll talk about that during a break. Peyton Cutting gets the first shot of the second half from the left side, turns around and misses. And a rebound all the way out to half court by Taylor Palmateer, who stopped and then had to give it off to Abby Smith, who gets the start in the second half. BG spreading the offense considerably now as they go left to right. And a foul inside will go on Betsy Holden pushing off. And one other point I didn't really have time to make in the halftime was the amount of foul trouble that Bainbridge Guilford is in. And there's another example of it right there is Betsy Holden, who gets the start in the second half, has her third foul inside. Peyton Cutting off the glass left side and is fouled on her way to the basket. And we'll get two shots. So if nothing else, if Afton can continue to draw fouls, there might be the attrition factor to work on. Now, one thing I don't know, although I see Shikari Koss is in the ball game now, she didn't play most of the first half, and I wasn't sure if there was a problem there or not. First shot by Cutting misses. Second shot is good. So she's got a team-high 7 and is shooting 4 for 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's make that 5 for 8 from the foul line. So 27-17. They've been as close as 8 in the second quarter and now in third, well, not yet third quarter. And BG's been up as high as 13. So it's pretty much stayed even since the first half, or first quarter, I should say. There's Bullis on the right side, misses on the short jumper. Abby Smith with a rebound. They missed her in the second quarter for sure, and she is back out there nursing three fouls as she plays to start the second half. Shot missed by Caitlin Vandermark. Oh, and there's a crash to the floor by Bailey Sherman, who mixed it up there with Morgan Bullis. That's going to be a possession arrow and will be BG's ball. Smith, no one to throw to, finally goes way up to the top of the key, or by the circle, actually, to Vandermark. It's Vandermark, Smith, Palmateer, who launches for three, and it's good. So Taylor Palmateer has had some very timely baskets, and that's the first Bobcat three-pointer. 30-17, once again, the highest lead for Bainbridge Guilford at 13, and they've done it several times. And a shot from outside by Hatton misses, and that was off the pass from Worth. So let's name those five on the floor again for Bainbridge Guilford. Bullis, Smith, Palmentier for three. Not, this time she shoots when I said her name and she missed it. Coming away from it is Koss. And from behind, Vandermark, and they both crash into the boards. A la hockey. So Koss had a breakaway layup, but the speed of Vandermark knocked the ball out of bounds. Afton's ball, still looking for their first field goal in quite a while. Shot from about 6 feet to the right side, missed by Hatton, and the rebound by Bainbridge Guilford. Here comes Abby Smith, and the southpaw gives it over to Palmentier, who passes to Bullis back outside. Palmentier, who was open, decided to pass it again to Abby Smith, and Smith, first point since the first quarter was done. So she's got 10. The turnaround missed by Sherman. So Afton's now missing the in-close shots that they needed so badly. Palmentier fakes the three, goes to Bullis, right baseline. It's good. Well, with 5:03 to go, John Simon says enough is enough. 17 points. We've got to stop this right here and right now, and at least he can stop the clock. Next week will be three games, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. On Wednesday, it'll be Oxford at Unitigo, boys game, starting at 7:30. Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, 7:15, or pending the ending of the JV game, of course. Thursday night, first look at the Sydney Lady Warriors, who are playing in the tournament in Norwich tonight. Probably the game is over by now. Played the opening game, I believe. And that game will start, it's scheduled to start at 7:15, so Chambers and O'Hara starts it at 7 o'clock, again, pending JV finish. And then back here next Friday night for the next two, actually, this will be the first of three Fridays in a row, that's it. Tonight, next Friday will be Unitigo at Bainbridge Guilford Boys. Could be one of the early primetime matchups in MAC Boys play this year. As BG showed last night, they are a force to be reckoned with. Still undefeated at 4-0. Take on Unitigo. That'll be a 7:30 game. 7:15. Chambers and O'Hara anticipated start airtime. And then the Friday after that will be right here again for the finals of the Kozelski Girls Basketball Tournament. A holiday tradition on CDO Sports and a holiday tradition of Bainbridge Guilford as well. All right, coming out of that timeout. 5:03 left, third quarter. And Afton seeking some offensive continuity and success. They pass it around the perimeter. Probably their best possession in a while. Cutting, drives in right side, off the glass, no good. And a rebound by Tori Reifenberg is in the ballgame now. Last two possessions, I've tried to name all five players for BG, and it doesn't do any good. By the time I say all five names, the ball's down the other end of the court. 4.5 to go. A makeshift shot by Bullis that misses because it was too hard. Rebound cutting. She comes down the left side. Takes a shot. A runner in the lane. No good. Out of bounds. Touch last by Afton. Looks like Peyton had it last. And it's BG's ball again. So instead of a stop and pop, she tried to shoot on the run. And there were three BG girls there anyway. So that was going to be a tough call. Palmentier gets around Peyton Cutting. Puts it up from the right side. Gets bumped, I think, by Sherman. We'll see if that call is there. Yep, it sure is, and that's number four on Bailey Sherman. So with 4:11 left in the third quarter, that's going to merit a substitution. Palmentier with her first free throw, and it's good. Taylor shot very well since the second quarter began. She has a game-high 12 points. Second shot is also good. Make it 13. The 5'6 sophomore leading all scores. Down to the 4-minute mark or close to it. Koss guarded by Smith. Smith and a very weak pass. Somehow Elford gets it back for Afton and then stolen back away by Smith. Smith came up with two steals and a turnover all in that little space of time. Reifenberg and Worth tied up. Possession arrow for Afton. All right, so for Afton, it is Shikari Koss, and her name in the paper several times has been Cross. That's why I was stumbling on that one. But it's cost the OSS. Her shot from three-point range was way short. But Afton ball anyway. So Kate Worth, Peyton Cutting, Alexis Alford, and there's a shot blocked by Bullos. Good defense there. PG bringing up on the left side. Bullos with a drive on the left baseline. Not quite enough on that one. 3-on-2 break. Cutting passes hard to Rogalski, who winds up saving it to Cutting, and her shot is not going to even get close to the rim because she was hacked in the act. 36-17 BG by 19 points with 3:12 to go in the third quarter. And the foul noted to Abby Smith, and that is her fourth foul. And Cutting misses the first of two free throws. Vandermark checks in, replacing Smith. It does change the dynamics, and a short timeout asked for by Coach Bob Conway. 3:12 to go in the third period. 36-17, BG has led all the way. Stick around. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School girls basketball on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes, and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. Greg Davey here at Bainbridge Guilford. Second night in a row. BG boys last night putting on an impressive show against a bruised and battered Afton team that is down in Pennsylvania playing in a weekend tournament and then comes back and plays Monday and Tuesday, one of those games also in Pennsylvania. And last we knew, there were a couple of JV kids that may have been called up for that purpose just to have some able bodies. BG seeking their first win, and this is their first league game. So as much as Bob Conway told me last night, he just is just having a hard time with fundamentals and other things. His team has actually played pretty well tonight, especially, well, I'd say on the defense, but then again, they've committed a lot of fouls, but I guess you take the good with the bad. So the second shot by Cutting will also miss. And in the corner, good save, though, by Rogalski. And a traveling violation will give the ball back because it looks like Megan Frere had stolen the ball before the travel. So Afton's ball yet again. Pass comes in to Koss. Koss on the right side, back outside to Rogalski. Rogalski two dribbles into the left for Alford. Top of the key to Peyton. Cutting over to the left side for Koss. She throws it up from the right baseline, literally, and it goes sails over the basket to the other side. And will it still be Afton's ball? Yes, it will be. Fresh 30-second clock. Alford's the one, whoa, slipping out of bounds. Hopefully she didn't. Hopefully it's not a slick spot. Don't know if her leg buckled or what. She's got a brace on her left sneaker, and she's going to stay in. Nice inbounds to Bailey Sherman, but misses the shot. Coming away from it is Vandermark. Oop, to Reifenberg, saved. Not the slickest of ball handling for either teams tonight. A lot of turnovers in that regard. Bullis down low to a wide open Tori Reifenberg. Reifenberg's first basket. 2.5 to go, third quarter, 38-17. So the lead's grown to 21. About 4 minutes ago, it was a 10-point game. Afton has not scored since then. Here comes Peyton Cutting. A strong move, but too hard on the shot. I think she gets two more free throws. And that foul will be on Reifenberg. So not only her first points, but her first foul of the game. First of two. This one's good. Well, Cutting has just one basket, but she's got seven free throws good. Got a lot of attempts tonight. This one no good, and hustling for the ball, Cutting, but she popped it into the hands of Alexis Page, I think, is in the game. No, that's Megan Ferreira. From the foul line, Bullis misses the shot. And there's a push on Bullis, and that would be her third foul. So BG with 16 fouls just 6 minutes into the third quarter. A lot of fouls means a lot of whistles, which means a lot of stopping of time. 2-1-2 zone defense now by Bainbridge Guilford. And a running start. Oh dear, running start for Ashley Rogalski. And that's going to turn the ball right back over to Bainbridge Guilford. Bullis beats Rogalski across half court. Stops at the top of the key to Reifenberg on the right wing. To Bullis, who stumbles up with a shot, but she's fouled. Now this foul's going to go on Tanya Hatton, and that's number two on her. So back to the free throw line. Caitlin Vandermark, she was 0 for 2 in the first quarter, makes the first one here. Second shot is no good. Rebound by Peyton Cutting, 39-18, still looking for points. Cutting, little hesitation move, nice crossover dribble off the glass, and now it goes through. 10 points, and Coach John Simons wants time, 39-20. Back with more with a minute 25 to go in the third. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Lots of free throws tonight. 5 for 15 for Bainbridge Guilford. Not anything to brag about. Afton is 11 for 21. Driving in is Morgan Bullis off the timeout. Hands it off to Tori Reifenberg. Misses the shot. And knocked away by Ferreira of Bainbridge Guilford. So Afton ball with a minute 13 to go in the third quarter, 39-20. And let's see. Koss, top of the key. Bounces it over to Hatton. Hatton is picked up by Vandermark. Cross-court pass to Rogalski. Open for a shot, but missed was Hatton. And three girls, a hold of the basketball with six hands around it. That'll be a possession arrow for BG. 50 seconds. Bullis, long pass up ahead to Vandermark. They're going to take their time. Coming out is Reifenberg to the right wing for Paul Mateer, who's our game-high scorer right now. Lofting a pass to Bullis, backs it up. Eight on the shot clock. Paul Mateer stops, gives it to Reifenberg on the right baseline, puts it up, misses. And just before the buzzer sounds, on a heads-up basket, if you will, by Morgan Bullis, who's got 7 points. She saw that it was going to be an air ball and fought it and got it up there. There's cost for a three off the mark. Trying to save the ball. And looks like successful in doing so is Kate Worth. She went out on a flat-out sprint and just threw it behind her blindly, and it went off the defender for BG. Coming out of it is Koss. One bounce right back to Worth. Worth, 16-footer. It's good at the buzzer, too. 2 points will work. 41-22. Still a large lead, though, for Bainbridge Guilford. We head into the final quarter. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
You do a lot inside our offices each day. You deposit savings. You add to your Christmas account. You take out loans, cash checks, and plan your financing with our help. Sometimes you just stop in to say hello. Around here, it's like a community within the community. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hi, welcome back. We've got, 6 points in that quarter for Afton, including the buzzer beater by Kate Worth. And 14 points in that quarter for Bainbridge Guilford to extend their lead to 41-22, which is a 19-point lead. Good balance scoring, and Afton still trying to go to the basic offense. Cutting tried to find Bailey Sherman. It was picked off, but in transition, they throw the ball too far down the floor. Abby Smith back in the game. She's got four fouls, but I don't think in this point foul trouble is going to be a problem for BG. There's a three-point shot up and good by Kate Worth. She hits two in a row to sandwich the third and fourth quarter segue. So she's now got 10 points, matching Peyton Cutting. The two of them combined for 20 points. Taylor Palmer-Tier, who was red hot earlier in the half, misses on a baseline shot, got a rebound. Smith, Abby Smith to Vandermark, back outside Smith. 19 on the shot clock. Nice patient offense for BG. Nice baseline move put up by Morgan Bullis. No good. And the follow-up by Reifenberg went in and came back out. There's two girls on the ground, one for each school. Here comes Peyton Cutting with a spin move off the glass. No good. That same spin move got out of the basket in the first quarter. Palmateer tries from the left baseline again and makes it. She's got 15, leading all scorers in the ballgame, 43-25. Down low for Sherman. Bounce pass across the key to Worth. Swinging around to Koss. Koss back outside. It's put up and missed by Hatton inside. Peyton Cutting got it swatted away by Morgan Bullis. Clean block from back there. Vandermark for BG to Taylor Palmateer. Coach Bob Conway directing the offense literally from his coach's area, which he uses every square inch of. A three-point attempt just missing for Palmateer. She probably had the best outside shot. Here comes Peyton Cutting. She beats the defense and scores on the lefty layup. 43-27, under 6 minutes to go. Long pass, Bullis to Vandermark. Waits for Smith to get across half court. Smith against the zone defense. Over to Palmateer again. She's been open for shots. Smith to Bullis. As soon as the defense gets to her, she cuts it back to Vandermark. There's a lazy pass, and Bullis just throws it up. Can't save it. But it was partially blocked by Afton, so they will get the ball underneath their basket. Betsy Holden comes back into the game for BG. Tanya Hatton comes out, replaced by Ashley Rogalski. And a timeout asked for by Bob Conway. Well, this quarter's moved a little bit faster. faster. 5:30 left of the game, 43-27 BGs led all the way. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
5.5 to go in this ball game. We'll have our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winners selected at the conclusion of this ball game. Both winning deserving awards. Paint cutting. Oh, goodness. Puts on the brakes after a fast fake pass, met the defender, and committed the foul. She honestly didn't know it was there. She put both hands up, saying, "I didn't even know she was there." Of course, she turned right around. But the Bobcats get the ball back, and the other number 11, a nice pass from Abby Smith to the much taller Betsy Holden, who scores her second basket, 45-27. So Afton going to go to Shikari Koss, who's at the top of the key. Swings it to the left side for Vergalski. Back to Koss. Back again to Worth for three. Missed it. Bullis trying to get through the defenders and does. Stops and puts up an eight-footer. No good. Cutting. Good timing to come in and get the rebound. Oh, the ball squirting away. It almost got loose. Down to the 4:32 mark. Cutting. Still dribbling. Puts one up from the foul line area. It is good. None of her teammates were really moving to get the ball, so she took matters into her own hands. 14 points for Cutting. Nice pass again to Betsy Holden off from Caitlin Vandermark's assist. And Holden is the recipient of two very nice assists from teammates. One Abby Smith, one Kat Vandermark. Down to the four-minute mark. Inside, Bailey Sherman, turn around. No good. Just off the glass. Missed it. Cutting. Lost it off her hands. And then a shot by Rogalski just spins out. Boy, that's two tough misses by Afton. Trailing by 18. 3:45 to go. And a foul in the open court on Ashley Rogalski. I think that's her first. Only the fourth team foul for Afton. Bailey Sherman, the only one on the court with four for Afton. Here's Palmateer from the left side, no good. And the ball batted out, and in stride is Koss. Oh, and her layup just misses off the rim. It's been that kind of night for Afton. When things go well, they don't go well. Palmateer quickly to Bullis. She's double-teamed. Nice bounce pass back to Palmateer. Patient enough to pass it to Vandermark. And then she gets fouled by Rogalski. Two in a row there by Ashley. Again, non-shooting foul. That's five team fouls. 3:11. Another timeout called for by Coach Bob Conway. Now, with a 16-point lead and 3:11 to go, this is more getting his team, how do we say this, all on the same page, because these girls are not necessarily the court-savvy girls that he has had in the past. Obviously not the Courtney Mattinglys and the Daniel Baldwins of the world, but he's got some good athletes on the team. And from what I saw tonight, they're very team-oriented. Nobody really is a ball hog. If the shot is there, they take it. If it's not there, they pass it. So it's hard to figure out why they have struggled so much. But perhaps the break that they got since the last game, maybe there's been some adjustments made in practice. And it's paid off. So 3:11 to go. Back to the live action. BG bringing the ball into play to Smith. strong hand is the left. They work it to the left side. Ball batted out of bounds by Cutting. 23 on the shot clock. And the inbounds comes to Bullis on the left baseline. Right back to the... Oh, it's a nice give and go to Bullis from Smith, who had gotten the inbounds pass. Again, that's an example of what I'm talking about with the unselfish play. 2:50 to go, 49-29. Down low to Cutting. The shot blocked by Bullis. She gets her own rebound off the glass, and this time is fouled by Bullis. But credit Morgan with a clean block. That'll be four on Bullis. And it looks like Coach Conway is going to put four in the game at a time. Have to get used to the some of the new numbers. Shot by Cutting is good. So she's got 15. Tied now with Taylor Palmateer for high score. So here come the subs. Taylor Lamont. Alexis Page. Cutting makes the second shot. And a timeout asked for by John Simon. So we continue to take the breaks. 2:43 to go in this one. 49-31 in favor of BG. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back for the final 2 minutes and 43 seconds. We mentioned the ABC, obviously at halftime, ABC dance recital tomorrow for the food bank and soup kitchen. There's the Greg Eggleston benefit coming up at the Sydney Moose Lodge Sunday afternoon from 1 to 6. Spaghetti supper starting at 3. Donations welcome. Live entertainment from Jason Wicks. We hope that can help him recover a little bit, at least a little bit. Well, there's talking about the benefit, but both teams get the benefit of either calls or no calls, and I won't even go into details. I'll just say now it's Bainbridge-Guilford's ball underneath the basket. And a pass inside to Reifenberg, but a block that I think possession arrow. Yes, they'll put the thumbs up, and it'll be BG's ball. Yeah, clean block in there. So we got a lot of new faces in the game for Bainbridge-Guilford. And Vandermark goes way up top to Megan Ferreira, who is one of those, along with Taylor Lamont, Alexis Page. And a foul in the backcourt. That will not be a shooting foul. 35 is Katie Barber. And I think I've got everybody named. Yep. Afton does not have that luxury, nor did the boys. There's a pass that just goes right off the hands of a BG player and out of bounds. So Coach Bob Conway wants a little bit of control out there for ball handling, so he'll put Abby Smith back in the game. And it's 2:19 left. Koss stops at the baseline after a dribble back outside to Smith. Koss for three, just short. Ball goes out of bounds. Koss had it last. It'll be BG's. 2:09 to play. Megan Ferrer, a couple of dribbles off to Smith. Over half court, she comes. Down to the 2-minute mark. Smith caught. Passes to Vandermark, and she's going to wind up now being the first one to shoot the bonus for the BG Bobcats. That foul goes on Kate Worth, who commits her third according to the score clock. Smith comes back out of the game, replaced by Alexis Page, and I'm sure that was a matter of Coach Conway just letting Alexis know, all right, I got confidence, you can do it. Shot, by the way, is missed by Vandermark. And in transition come the Afton Crimson Knights from the baseline just off the front of the rim. Shot missed by Rogalski. Minute 42 to go. Vandermark storms up the right side, reaching in his cost on that play, and commits the foul, her third, I believe, and more one-and-one time for Caitlin Vandermark. With a minute 39 left, 18-point lead, Vandermark will cash this one in. Second shot, no good. Battle for the ball. Sherman saves it right in front of the BG basket. That's not going to go well for Afton. Meanwhile, there's another foul and another time to the line for Vandermark. This one goes on Rogalski, her third. Final one-on-one opportunity. She misses. So one for four in that series, I guess you'd say. From the outside, it is Worth. Worth, and there's a bounce pass to Sherman, who's double-teamed, so she slides the ball out to Rogalski. Bailey Sherman down underneath for cutting. She gets hit on the entry pass by Vandermark. This time she gets a foul called on her. So cutting at the line to shoot another one and one. Actually, her first opportunity at one and one. It's up and no good. The ball's live. Bailey Sherman was hustling right in there. Neither BG player on the inside thought it was a live ball. Sherman knew it was. She got fouled and will get a two-shot situation, I believe, but of course we have to stop the clock and call another timeout with a minute 13 to go. 50-31 is the score. So let's see. Next week it is more live Tri-Town High School basketball. Wednesday night will be a boys game, Oxford at Unitigo. First look at the Spartans. Tyler Butler back. Phil Woods back. Or Phil Youngs, I'm sorry. Phil Youngs back. Quinn Barnhart back. Three starters back for the team. Kellen Comenda had a super last game with three-pointers last night, in fact. And so we'll see them against Oxford, a team that could challenge for the lead in the MAC this year, with Andrew Golden and Kevin Davis and others. So, yeah, it could be a good game there. 7:30 start, 7:15 Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Walton and Sydney girls on Thursday, 7:15 Game time start scheduled, 7 o'clock Chambers and O'Hara scheduled airtime. And then Friday night right back here for another highly anticipated early season matchup, BG undefeated against the Unitigo boys game at 7:30 Chambers and O'Hara on your radio dial and on streaming audio at 7:15. All right, 50-31 is our score. Still a minute 13 to go. It's fourth quarter, and actually second half has taken a long, long time as they're nearing a record for most whistles blown in a half, I think. And that fourth foul, by the way, was on Katie Barber of Bainbridge Guilford. So now, to the line comes Bailey Sherman. She has not scored or attempted a free throw in the second half. And this shot is short. It's a two-shot situation, even though it was the ninth team foul. It was on the shot. She's got 4 points in the game. Second shot is good. So she's 3 for 6 from the free throw line tonight. 5 points in all. A minute 13 to still play. Athens not giving up. They're still playing hard on the defense. Vandermark finds a little room on the near side to come up the court. Off to Alexis Page. One dribble and done over to Megan Ferreira. 16 on the shot clock. Ferreira, bounce pass on the drive to Vandermark. Tripped from the side. Oh, my, by Shikari Cross. And that's, I got her down for four. So with 55.1 to go, guess who's back at the line? Caitlin Vandermark. This one will be a deuce. This will be a two-shot. Vandermark, 2 for 6 so far from the line. Make it 3 for 7. Second shot is spun out. Cutting rebounds. Sprints up the right side with the basketball. A pass across the key intended for Cost, but it was deflected out of bounds by Ferreira. Worth into Sherman. It is Worth for three, and it's short. Grazes the rim and comes right straight down. Barber has it and gives it off to Megan Ferreira. She can't drive the right side, so she throws it back out to the top of the key for Vandermark. Nice pass inside to Ferreira, who misses the shot, but a nice pass from Caitlin Vandermark. Ferreira lost her dribble, needs some help, and a foul called as Katie Barber was actually trying to set a pick for Ferreira to get away from the defender, but she'd given up her dribble. So that'll be 5 on Katie Barber, who finishes 0 for 2 from the line tonight. She's got a few rebounds in there. So with that foul, Afton should be shooting, unless it's considered an offensive foul, and then it's not that. Yep, they do have to go down to the other end. Actually, it's possession arrow for Red, should be. No, I guess without the ball, it would not be considered the offensive foul that I was thinking of. So who was the nearest player? It's Ashley Rogalski, because she was the defender on the play in question. Well, now the two officials are conferring. But are they concurring? 18.7 seconds to go. See, trust your gut instincts. I said it was possession for Afton because it was an offensive foul. They started to do the free throws. All right. Of course, I surrendered that opinion as they walked out of the other side. I thought it was that way. All right, so last possession possibly for Afton. Here we go, 15 seconds to go. Bounce pass to Cutting. Left side, off the glass, a little too hard, never hit the rim. Rebound, makes it down to Vandermark. Vandermark's just going to pull it back, and I think it won't be done. Megan Ferreira gets the final basket right before the buzzer. So her basket gives her 6 points and tied for the largest lead of the ball game at 21 at 53-32, the final. So we'll total it all up and see if it makes sense, especially all these free throws that were shot, and we'll have our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award and our Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. It's all coming up as you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at MengInsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back to our post-game show on WCDO. When you shoot a lot of free throws, it's hard to add it all up at that 1 minute of time, and I'm going to do my best here. Our post-game show on WCDO following the BG 53-32 victory is brought to you by NBT Bank, our sponsors of the Outstanding Offensive Award. That's NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. By Mang Insurance, our dynamic defensive award sponsor. Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for more than 100 years and proudly supporting our local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. All right, follow the bouncing ball, I guess, huh? It has been a long game. The first half actually moved pretty quickly. The second half, not so much. Whistle after whistle after whistle after whistle, and the officials just doing their job. Sloppy play for both sides, to be honest with you. BG prevails through all the whistles of the free throws and wins 53-32. And now it's time to add up or try to add up all the numbers as we go here. Let's see. First of all, for the Afton side, we've got Peyton Cutting, who wound up being the game's high scorer with 16 points. She was 8 for 15 from the foul line. 3 2-point baskets. So 16 points overall. Now wait, that doesn't add up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Make that 4 2-pointers. 8 for 15 from the line and 16 points. See? What'd I tell you? All right, so after that, it was Katarina Worth, officially a junior. 2 3-pointers for Afton, the only points from outside the arc. She had another basket in the third quarter, 2 for 2 from the line, 10 points for Kate. Tanya Hatton had 1 for 2 from the line, free throw line that is, and finished with 1. And Ashley Rogalski, who we had to add at the last minute here, on the ledger for Afton, 0 for 1 from the line and no points scored. That means that there were 6 2-point field goals for Afton. There were 2 3-pointers, which makes it 18. They're better add up to 14. 8 and 3 is 11, and 3 is 14. Yes, indeed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 5 is 20. So 14 for 26 from the free throw line. 18 from 2 and 3-point range, 14 from the free throw line for Afton, and they're 32 points. A little bit below their season average, by the way. For Bainbridge Guilford, far above their season average of about 35 points, and they did share the wealth in this one. They got out to an early lead at 17-5 at the end of the first quarter, and while it pretty much stayed even for the next quarter and a half, then they put the pedal to the metal, mostly in names like Morgan Bullis and Taylor Palmateer, and they cruised to this win, and they had 2 double-figure scores tonight in 2 different ways. Abby Smith scored 8 points in the first half and wound up with 10. 15 points for Taylor Palmateer with four baskets in the second quarter. Then the team's only 3-point field goal in the second quarter. She was 2 for 2 from the line. I don't know if I've got all this right or not, Coach. Tori Reifenberg with a basket for 2. Betsy Holden, 3 baskets for 6. It was, Caitlin Vandermark putting on a one-on-one clinic, or one-and-one clinic in the fourth quarter. She had 3 of those and 4 shots total to show for it. 3 for 10 from the free throw line. That's so good there. Megan Ferreira with 3 baskets, including right at the buzzer for 6. And Katie Barber was 0 for 2 from the line for 0 points. So you don't know this, Bob Conway, but I interviewed my daughter at halftime because the ABC Dancers are putting on a charity tomorrow night. So I brought out the microphone, which I had not had. So while I'm on the air here, Bob Conway wants to chat with me. So we're going to set up the microphone for a post-game interview. So just bear with me for a second. All right, you hold that, and I will plug you in, This used to be a regular thing. I used to bring a microphone just for this purpose, and it's been so long since we've done this. I guess the instinct wasn't there. I put it away at halftime thinking, oh, he won't come up. But all right, so, Coach, first of all, in our first discussion last night, you were concerned. Didn't seem to have the offensive continuity. Not the court savvy that you've had from players in past years. You've got several players playing college ball right now. Don't have that college-level player. So with all of the formulas that you've had to put together and find the right combination, I think defensively tonight, except for some physical shortcomings there as far as the rough fouls, defensively, I think you turned it around tonight and created turnovers and at least got things at more of a high-tempo offense. Is that a good way to put that or not?
Yeah, I agree. I think our defense did a really nice job. We struggle a little bit in the center spot. We're just not quick enough. We'll continue to work on that and try to cover that up. But our forwards get out really well. Morgan Bullis is extremely quick. Mm-hmm. I thought Megan Ferreira did a really nice job. This is her first start. She's only a sophomore, and she got thrown in there tonight because of Taylor Palmateer being sick most of the week. So Taylor didn't start tonight. Maybe I'll have to keep bringing her off the bench if she's going to shoot like that. Maybe she's listening and she'll be mad at me. But she finally shot the ball. I had to get on her case about it. But defensively, I really felt we threw a different look at them than what we normally do, trying to pick up our opportunities to get some better shots because we have really struggled shooting the ball. So part of that defensive pressure was really designed to give us more opportunities to score the basketball.
And I feel like you did. The girls actually showed an unselfish ability. Abby Smith and Morgan Bullis both fed the girls inside quite well. Vandermark had a couple of nice assists. When it clicks like that, you got to finally, it's kind of like a light bulb going, yeah, this is what it's all about. Because if you had somebody that was always wanting to shoot and wouldn't give anybody else a chance to shoot, then you got issues there. But tonight it wasn't that way at all. It was share the wealth a lot.
Well, I got to tell you, it's been a struggle, and a lot of good things did happen tonight. And, of course, we got on the positive side early. We're ahead for a change because we have really struggled putting the ball in the bucket. Mm-hmm. And a couple kids hit a couple shots. Abby Smith has come in really struggling, made a couple shots early.
Yep.
I think got her confidence up a little bit. Taylor Palmateer missed, like, the first two. And I've told her, Taylor, you got to shoot the ball. When you're open, shoot the ball. I don't care if you go for 10. Well, I do, but, you know, I mean, the point is you got to shoot the basketball. And she hit a couple, and all of a sudden her confidence came up. And Morgan's a kid that can do a lot of stuff and create her own shots. Sometimes in a couple of games so far, she's been a little bit too much mm-hmm. for herself because she's been frustrated because we couldn't put the ball in the bucket. But yeah. Tonight she gave up a couple nice passes, and I really liked how we attacked Afton's presser in the fourth quarter, going right over top to Betsy Holden. And
yeah.
Betsy finished. I mean, if you finish, we're going to give you the basketball.
Right.
And your teammates get excited when you finish a nice pass and it's in the bucket. Man, it makes it nice for everybody.
Right. Final question, because I got to wrap it up here. But looking ahead in 2 weeks, what are the matchups for the Kozelski tournament?
We play Windsor in the first round. Whitney Point and Marathon are in the other bracket. So we got two B schools in here. You know, we've got a pretty tough schedule with our group this year, especially with four sophomores playing a lot of minutes. They got a lot of minutes there to work through, and hopefully we're going to get better. I think the three girls that I'm rotating in the middle, I think they've done a better job tonight. Everybody's just got to keep getting better. We got a tough week next week, obviously, with Harpersville and Unitigo because they're pretty loaded. So, but if we can get through that, then and battle hard. I mean, we still got to get better. Those are going to be tough games for us, but we could be, you know, getting better and toward the end of the year be competitive with most teams that we're going to play.
Okay, well, they always say it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And if you could see a viable improvement in each and every game, then you got something to work on. You can feed off of this game anyway.
Absolutely, Greg. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. All right. So that's Bob Conway reliving good times here with the post-game interview. It's hard to get up these 25 flights or whatever the heck they are at his age. I mean, I had to do it too. You are older than I am. Just remember that. Okay, so where was I? So Abby Smith, I got down for 10 points. Morgan Bullis with 9, 5 points for Caitlin Vandermark, 6 for Megan Ferreira in a starting role tonight. Taylor Palmateer off the bench with 15. Tori Reifenberg with 2, and Betsy Holden with 6. Won't even bother to give you the totals. Let's go right to the MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, and it will be off the bench, Taylor Palmateer. Now, it was Abby Smith who got things rolling early on for the what they call the getaway points, but while it was still Afton sneaking back into within 8 points, Palmateer, as Bob Conway alluded to, had the shot going in the second and the third quarters. In fact, she scored 13 of her 15 in about a 6-minute span. So nice consistent offense by number 33. She will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. And the Dynamic Defense Award, sponsored by Mang Insurance. I think tonight, there's no question about it, it's going to be Morgan Bullis. This one to me wasn't even close. Morgan, I don't have stats or anything like that. It was just one of those things where you see it and you know it, and there's no other choice in my book anyway. Morgan Bullis, just repeatedly right there in the defense. Yes, she got in a little bit of foul trouble, but when Abby Smith went out, she also had to carry the offense a little bit more, but she did a nice job defensively. Solid all-around performance with 9 points and a good defensive game, too. So she'll be Morgan Bullis will win our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, and once again, Taylor Palmateer, MVT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. All right, boy, what a busy week it's been for yours truly. 4 games to start the season in 5 days. Still got a voice, and back on the air next Wednesday for the game between the Oxford Blackhawk boys and the Unitigo Spartans from Unitigo. So our score once again, 53-32, Bainbridge-Guilford girls getting their first one of the season against Afton, who falls now to 3 wins and 2 losses on this young season. All right, thanks to Greg Warren, athletic director and boys basketball coach, for the hospitality here at Bainbridge-Guilford, and Bob Conway for our post-game interview. All right, so that'll do it on a very long night here for Bainbridge-Guilford. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball, the post-game show on WCDO. Don't forget that we've got audio streaming for any live basketball or any sports contest, and the archives from WCDO Sports On Demand, always available 24/7 at WCDOSports.com. For Joe Gardner back at the station, always doing a fantastic job, my name is Greg Davey. Have a great night, and this has been Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.